Next, item 842.
Accept bid of Moore Excavation, Inc. for the Southeast 80th Avenue and Mill Street LID for $1,954,148.
Good morning, Lester. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you, Mayor Wheeler, City Council. I'm Lester Spittler, the City's Chief Procurement Officer. I have before you a CPO, Chief Procurement Officer report for the Southeast 80th Ave and Mill Street Local Improvement District project. The authorizing ordinance number 188786 was approved on January 24th, 2018. The engineer's estimate at the time was $1,777,605. We issued an invitation to bid on June 26, 2019. We had a non-mandatory pre-bid conference for which four contractors showed up. We had three prime contractors and one subcontractor. Invitations to bid were due on July 30th. Three bids were received. The apparent low bidder is Moore Excavation, and their bid amount is $1,954,148, which is approximately 10% over the estimate. The city's 20% aspirational subcontractor and supplier utilization goals applied to this project. Moore Excavation is not meeting the 20% aspirational goal. They are self-performing 71.24%. They've identified subcontractors that can perform 12.83%, and they're subcontracting about 16% of the work to non-certified subcontractors. There's a table in the report that shows the certified subcontractors and what scope of work that they'll be performing with the amount. I will say that Moore Excavation made an attempt to reach out to a lot of subcontractors. They showed us the various scopes of work that they conducted a solicitation to receive certified firms. They didn't get many responses, which I think is probably why they are not meeting the 20% goal.
How proactive are they being? I mean, we give a lot of business to this company, and they seem to be now fairly consistently not meeting their COVID goals. What are they doing to be proactive about this?
Well, this is the system that they use is much like the system we use to advertise opportunities. They have a database of firms that are in this database that have signed up to perform different scopes of work for them. And when they have a bid, they blast out an outreach, if you will.
Do they call people? Do they meet with people? Do they sit down and have coffee and say, look, we'd like to partner with you?
No.
Why not?
Well, I think, for one thing, they've gotten away with not doing that for a period of time.
So I'm raising a red flag today, because this is about the third or the fourth time in a row that they've come forward significantly below the COVID aspirational goals. And I know that there are other contractors who are making the goal.
Yes.
Mayor, may I?
Commissioner Fish.
Prior to your taking over as Chief Procurement Officer, and I'm thinking maybe 2 years ago, time flies, a similar red flag was raised, and Moore was invited to come to a meeting. It was attended by a couple elected officials. Mayor, this is one I think you may wish to host, as well as to some senior staff people, and these very questions were asked. I think in light of the performance record since then, I know they did make some concerted efforts then, explain some of the limitations. They're likely to tell us that there's just a lot of work in the market right now, and so it's harder to reach people. But the mayor's absolutely right. How much of this is proactive versus how much of this is just formula? And I think the only way for us to get that answer is to invite them in, because they are beneficiaries of lots of work. They do very good work, but they get a lot of contracts. And Mayor, I suggest that we know who the infrastructure bureaus are who have a dog in this fight. And I would urge that the procurement officer and you host such a meeting. We get some people in the room, and we actually talk to their leadership about what efforts they're making. And I think unless there's a change, this may go from red flag to directions that we can't accept these numbers.
I think that's an excellent suggestion. My assumption is we're going to see more from this company, and I really just need to have a better understanding of what's going on here. And so if Lester, you could work with us to arrange that, I'd appreciate that. We should have some representatives from some of the bureaus that actually use Moore Excavating. Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. I am thrilled to hear both you and Commissioner Fish really highlight this issue, because I've been a thorn in Lester's side since I got here, because we keep talking about what's our aspirational goals and then we continue to have the same contractors never achieve those goals, and there seems to be no accountability for not achieving those goals. My only addition to what was already said was you don't have to be an infrastructure bureau to care about equity and contracting and making sure that everybody benefits from public dollars. So I hope you will keep my office informed as we're starting to set this up. I have a long history of following contracting at the City of Portland, and it is, we do not have a good history, and I would like to help make it better. So thank you.
Good, and I would appreciate your partnership on this. I think that would be useful.
Mayor.
Commissioner Udaly.
Well, as the commissioner in charge of the bureau that hired them, I would just want to echo the concerns expressed by the mayor and Commissioner Hardesty. I do recall multiple items coming before council from Moore where they're not meeting our goals, and I know that within PBOT on some of our projects, we're vastly exceeding those goals,
yeah.
Double
That's right.
or
That's
more.
Right.
And so I know that there's a lot of demand in the market, but it really sounds like they need to up their outreach game.
Yeah.
Because Commissioner Day, you have a outreach team in PBOT, which is why you've been doing such a great, getting great outcomes.
Perhaps we could help them.
You could maybe do a training. We could frame it in that.
And I also wonder whether the company, you know, I think one time a representative came in and I asked about diversification within their company and didn't get a very satisfactory answer.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if the training could include how to make your company a company that people of color want to work in and do business with.
Yeah, I appreciate the direction of council. I'll absolutely facilitate a meeting and conversation. I agree that it's necessary. The last time Moore came up with a CPO report, I looked at their active contracts, and they had five, and they were only meeting the goals on one. So,
Lester, are you recommending today that notwithstanding the dismal numbers that we accept the report, but then do the follow-up work with them?
Yes, that's what I recommend.
I move the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Udaly. Please call the roll.
Hardesty?
Well, I think I'm going to be a no vote on this one. I suspect it will pass, but I think it's good to draw a line in the sand and say if you have this much access to public dollars, then you have an obligation to make sure that the public benefits from those dollars. So I happily vote no.
Udaly.
If Moore hasn't heard our message already, because like I said, this has happened repeatedly, I hope they hear it today. I think they've heard from perhaps the entire council that this isn't acceptable. What I'm unclear about is if we are obligated to accept the lowest bid, what recourse do we have for them not reaching these aspirational goals? So I am going to very reluctantly vote yes, just because I know what not passing this will mean to the LID, but I won't be accepting another one, and if you could follow up with me later on that question, I'd appreciate it. I vote
aye.
Fritz.
Commissioner Udaly, that was a very thoughtful explanation, and I was pondering to myself, if you vote no, what do I do? We obviously need to change the policy, and we have to do that before we could actually say no. But I think it is important to send a very strong message, so I'm going to join Commissioner Hardesty in voting no.
Fish?
I'm going to follow the lead of the commissioner in charge and vote aye.
Wheeler.
So I think the message has been sent loudly and clearly. This will go through. I will vote aye, but it is the last time I will vote for this contractor if they come in this far below our expectations. And so I will take personal responsibility for making sure that all the appropriate bureaus are present. Lester, you will work with me. We will not entertain any further contracts from this company until we have the meeting that all of us have just described. I vote aye. The report is adopted. Next item,